Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. On the 5th of February, a netizen named Weizi Weizi published a Facebook post about the hardships experienced by a hardworking foreign worker who is employed as a grasscutter in Johor. Life is not easy for the Abang. Who cuts grass in a foreign country, she wrote. Weizi said she feels heartache every time she sees the Abang. She mentioned that he is hardworking, clean and always does a tidy and neat job. Abang charges RM30 per time, and also depends on the size of the area. If the size of the place is small, he will only charge RM20. She wrote, he usually comes to my house and cuts the grass once a month. A few days ago, he rode his motorcycle to my house and told my mother that since CNY is coming soon, he wants to cut the grass for us so that our house can look beautiful and clean for the new year. He is really hardworking, neat, and very honest as well. He will wrap up the grass and throw it outside for us after he is done cutting the grass. In the post, she also wrote that before leaving Abang, asked her husband a question. Can I know do you have any clothes that you don't want anymore? If yes, can you please give it to me? Weizi mentioned in the post that she felt her heart drop a little when she heard that. She that Abang and the other foreign workers are really having a tough time during the pandemic as they are suffering from hunger. She wrote, if you need anyone who does grass cutting jobs, you can contact Abang on WhatsApp. However, she later removed his phone number from the post as he has been receiving too many phone calls. She said that Abang appreciates everyone for the help as he has more jobs now. A picture of Abang gotten the angpaos from the netizens. He was really happy and keeps saying thanks. Abang, do your best and good luck. We can all go through these challenges with help from each other. He is currently only available for grass cutting at Panchen District in Johor. Weizi also told World of Buzz that Abang is a grateful man as he came to her house on the 9th of February just to express his gratitude to her. She hopes that more people will also lend a helping hand to people like Abang who is a foreign worker in Malaysia. Let us know what you think about this story in the comment section. Also read, Majin helps starving foreign workers who have no wage during MCO by giving them free food. Source, Weizi Facebook source, Weizi Facebook source, Weizi Facebook source, Weizi Facebook. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.